Hey everyone, it's Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration, Inattentional Blindness. One of my favorite people in the world is a guy named John Dornbos. I've been so lucky to get to mentor him. He's like a son to me. Been through so many things in his life and has overcome more than anybody I've ever known. He's a long snapper in the league for years. Overcame tragedy in his family, forgave members of his family for some of the most awful things you can imagine, is a magician, has been on America Got Talent, runner-up, has a Vegas show, an Atlantic City show, he sells out. I'm lucky I get to help him write his content, and we work together. John was watching Chicago Fire, it's a series, just recently, last week. And as he was watching it, somebody caught on fire, and they showed on there, when that happens, take a blanket, do their face first, cover it, suffocate the fire, then roll the person in the blanket very quickly, suffocate it, roll them on the ground. Well, John's having dinner in a vegetarian restaurant in California. They're getting ready to eat, and his wife is cold, so he goes out to his car to get a blanket. As he walks in with his blanket, and I just don't believe in coincidence, one of the owners, a woman in the restaurant, caught on fire back in the kitchen, and he sees it. Without any thought, he goes back, wraps her in the blanket, face first, then her body, rolls her in the ground. She's still in the hospital, but saves her life. People were traumatized, yet blown away. Never saw anything like it. Do you understand what happened? When we plant something in our mind, our spirit's like a garden. It grows it. When you plant kindness, service, saving a life, you see these visions. Our brains are so plastic, then often we get a chance to act out these visions. Without any thought at all, they call it inattentional blindness, that which you don't pay attention to, you're blind to, that which you do pay attention to, you see. What if you got done saying your prayers this morning and tonight? And then you ran a movie in your head, like Chicago Fire, of you being kind, of you being a blessing, of you saving a life. Why not you? And then let's see what happens. If you don't pay attention to what has your attention, it will take more of your attention than it deserves. So place inside of you every day a piece of good news. Then, I promise you, you'll be part of a story that is good news. See it, then go be part of it. Because once we plant it, we change our eyes. We see opportunity. We see a chance to be a blessing. We see a chance to use our gifts. Go be a part of good news today. John, I love you. I'm so glad you make a difference in this world. I'm so glad you're part of my life. And the Cup Nation, let's go out and be a part of some good news today. Because the world can need it just about now. And no one's better to bring the news than you. God bless you newsmakers out there. Dr. Elko.